Chapter 6. Disruptive Engagement. Daring to Rehumanize Education and Work. To reignite creativity, innovation, and learning, leaders must rehumanize education and work. This means understanding how scarcity is affecting the way we lead and work, learning how to engage with vulnerability, and recognizing and combating shame. Make no mistake, honest conversations about vulnerability and shame are disruptive. The reason that we're not having these conversations in our organizations is that they shine light in dark corners. Once there is language, awareness, and understanding, turning back is almost impossible and carries with it severe consequences. We all want to dare greatly. If you give us a glimpse into that possibility, we'll hold on to it as our vision. It can't be taken away. Before we start this chapter, I want to clarify what I mean by leader. I've come to believe that a leader is anyone who holds her or himself accountable for finding potential in people and processes. The term leader has nothing to do with position, status, or number of direct reports. I wrote this chapter for all of us, parents, teachers, community volunteers, and CEOs, anyone who is willing to dare greatly and lead. The challenge of leading in a culture of never enough. In 2010, I had the opportunity to spend a long weekend with 50 CEOs from Silicon Valley. One of the other speakers at the retreat was Kevin Cerace, the then CEO of Sirius Materials and Inc. Magazine's 2009 Entrepreneur of the Year. I knew Kevin was going to speak about disruptive innovation, so in my first conversation with him, before either one of us had spoken to the group and before he knew about my work, I asked him this question. What's the most significant barrier to creativity and innovation? Kevin thought about it for a minute and said, I don't know if it has a name, but honestly, it's the fear of introducing an idea and being ridiculed, laughed at, and belittled. If you're willing to subject yourself to that experience, and if you survive it, then it becomes the fear of failure and the fear of being wrong. People believe they're only as good as their ideas, and that their ideas can't seem too out there, and they can't not know everything. The problem is that innovative ideas often sound crazy, and failure and learning are part of revolution. Evolution and incremental change is important, and we need it, but we're desperate for real revolution, and that requires a different type of courage and creativity.